NASA's Mars rover, Opportunity, recently completed its 12th year on Mars. Its mission was originally meant to last just 90 days. Since then, the gadget has taken more than 200,000 images and driven more than 26 miles across the surface of the red planet. Just how did it work out so much better than NASA could have hoped for? Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with John Callis, the program manager for the Mars Exploration Rover project at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Our expectation was that dust, airfall dust on Mars, would obscure the solar rays after about 90 days and choke off the energy necessary for the rover, and that would end the mission. However, the dust accumulation wasn't as bad as we were anticipating, and importantly, seasonal wind gusts would blow some of the dust off the arrays. This is something we didn't expect. It's something we can't plan on, but it does happen on a fairly regular seasonal cycle. And this has allowed Opportunity to go well beyond the original 90 days, but to go now over 12 years on the surface of Mars.
So Mars is itself almost cleaning off the rover to keep it up and running there? Or?
Yes, Mars is complicit in keeping the rover going.
So it's been 12 years now. I mean, do you guys feel a special connection kind of to the rover and its ability to stay alive through this whole time and let you guys keep on using it?
Oh, absolutely. There's a strong emotional attachment, as you would with any project where you've dedicated so much of your life to something that has been so successful. And a rover is essentially our human proxy on Mars. So it's doing our work for us, and it does it in a very human-like way. And so we naturally invest it with human qualities, such as, intrepidness and dutifulness and, accomplishment. And we're proud of what it does. And because it sees, because it moves, because it has an arm that reaches out and touches the surface, it does have these human characteristics. And so all that generate a strong emotional bond with the vehicle.
What have been some of the bigger moments over your 12 years with the project? Are there any memorable times that you remember with it?
Well, of course, just like a parent, you always remember the birth of your child. And so the day we landed on Mars is very memorable, now over 12 years ago. But times in which the rovers were threatened by dust storms and we were concerned that they might die, that it certainly is a memorable moment from how frightening it was, but yet the rover persevered and got through it, and we were greatly relieved by that. And, of course, all the great discoveries that just keep coming because it's a roving mission and goes to new geology. The fact that we exceeded a marathon's distance this past year, and this is the first time any human enterprise has ever exceeded a marathon's distance on another world. And so that's significant because now we have performed a human accomplishment on another world, which is traveling a marathon.
What were some of the, do you have any of the big discoveries that you were talking about that come to mind right off the bat?
Oh, certainly the discovery that there was abundant, persistent water on the surface of Mars 3.5 to 4 billion years ago. This speaks directly to the potential habitability of Mars. The fact that there was liquid water means that there had to have been warmer temperatures, there had to have been a thicker atmosphere. Those were conditions that were Earth-like. Mars was habitable, physically habitable. Now, the question is whether there was life or is life is yet to be answered, but we've certainly made tremendous progress towards, one, establishing habitability of Mars, and now looking at the next step as to whether there was life or is life on Mars.
If you had known that the rover was going to last this long when you guys were first starting to build it, would you have changed anything or done anything different to maybe either account for that long time or add some more features that might have been able to do more since you would have had more time?
Not really, because the rover is beautifully designed, and we built two of them, Spirit and Opportunity, as our redundant system on Mars, if you will. And we've been actually making the changes necessary to, you know, have the rover last longer and run longer. And a lot of those are related to the software. The software was designed, you know, really just for a short period of Mars. And so we've uploaded new flight software on the rover. And we've also updated our ground system. So even though our rover is still the same rover that we had on day one, the ground system, the control system here at JPL that we use to operate the rover, has been completely changed and refurbished, and we're using, you know, new state-of-the-art equipment and techniques. So the ground has evolved to keep up with this rover that keeps going on Mars.
So every day your team is pretty much looking at Mars while operating this rover.
Yeah, I have a team of Martians because they work on Mars every day. You know, they wake up in the morning, they go into the office, and they go to work on Mars. And it's an exciting job, and it's a privilege because we get to see new images, new sights, new scenes on Mars that have never been seen by humans before, and we're seeing them for the first time and then sharing them with the world.
What do you expect to get out of the rover in the next 5 to 10 years? I mean, how long do you think this could keep going?
You know, no one knows how long the rovers will last. The mission could end tomorrow. I mean, we could have a critical component inside the rover fail, and then it'll be game over because there's no internal redundancy inside the rover. So if we lose the CPU, we lose the power supply, we use the data bus, you know, one transistor, and that'll be it. So every day is a gift. That said, you know, I don't know when it will end, only that with each passing day, we get a day closer to when that end will be. So we're planning our next 2-year extended mission. We're in that process right now. And so we have a plan that we're going to propose for what we'll do for the next 2 fiscal years.
Yeah, I don't mean to make you guess too far down the road, but when the rover does stop working, what do you have planned next then?
Oh, you know, it's a great question, and this job has been the highlight of my career so far. It's been exciting. It's wonderful. You know, I just love it. I, you know, can't wait to get into the office each day. So I don't know what I'll do next. It's hard to come up with something that'll be as exciting and as challenging. My hope is I'll be involved in some other, you know, exploration of deep space in some capacity, because there's so many great, compelling questions that we face. You know, is there life in our solar system? Are there habitable worlds around other stars? What's the nature of dark matter and dark energy? These are all great questions that JPL is investigating, and I hope to continue to be part of that.
John Callis is project manager for the Mars Exploration Rover Project at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.